Hey everybody, welcome back to Poetry Pod. In this particular podcast, we're going to look at the poem called Memo from the Benefits Department, which was written by Rachel Loden. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. One of the first things which many students notice about this poem is the irony in the title. The poem is called Memo from the Benefits Department, and yet the poem makes a very strong case that any benefits which may be offered to those in need are extremely limited. It almost seems as if the whole purpose of the Benefits Department is to offer the least amount of benefits as possible to those who seek assistance or compensation for injury or loss. At your age, you are probably rarely in direct contact with a government department, but many of you will think about taking out car insurance over the coming years, and you are no doubt aware that there are so many terms and conditions which can apply to car insurance. The poem explores a similar idea. It outlines how large organisations, be they in a government department or indeed in a large corporate or business environment, create endless terms and conditions which must be met by applicants before benefits can be offered. When you summarise what you understand this poem is about, try to capture how the memo reveals the strict conditions that claimants must meet in order to receive support from the Benefits Department. The second heading on your worksheet is theme. So when thinking about a key idea, message or theme in this poem, first try to identify a key word that you think is central in the poem. Then explain what the poem says about this keyword or idea. For example, you might think of a word to describe the benefits department. I mean, do you think that the department is shown to be callous or cruel or uncaring? Now, why do you think this? What words in the poem made you think this way? Is there an image to show how the department creates a lot of red tape, which can actually prevent rather than assist people from accessing supports in their time of need? It seems that the memo has been written to remind employees in the organisation of the reasons why benefits should not be offered to people, and to make it as difficult as possible for someone to make a successful application and receive support. And even if some support is offered, does the poem suggest that it is in any way adequate? Refer to the final stanza for examples of some of the meagre supports being offered. The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. So there are several very powerful and disturbing lines in this poem. Many descriptive word pictures reveal the inhumanity of conditions outlined in the memo, which coldly defines when, why, and how a benefit might be approved or declined by the Benefits Department. If you can, find some words, phrases or images that support this idea. The next heading on your worksheet is imagery. You would probably agree that the poet Loden is satirising how social services, which should be a source of support for people in need, can appear to be the very opposite and actually offer inadequate support. Think about some of the imagery used by the poet to convey this idea. For example, when you look through the poem, did the poet include examples of metaphors or similes or symbols? Look at stanza 5, where the memo refers to various lump sums. What are these lump sums, and what do these images symbolise? Do you think they are adequate means of support? Or you might consider what unpleasant experiences the images in the poem refer to. For example, the loss of some of your senses, suffering as a result of warfare, amputations, sight loss, death, and so on. Heading 5 on your worksheet is language. One word you might use to describe the language in the poem is bureaucratic language. When people say something is very bureaucratic, it usually means it has a lot of red tape attached to it. And the red tape in the memo includes all of the terms and conditions under which people are assessed in order to receive benefits. The language in a memo is generally quite formal, concise, functional, technical and economical. See how the memo uses the word ditto, for example. Note too how the memo gives its own definition of what words mean, for example, loss and lump sum. Clearly, the language is not written to be inclusive or to entertain people. Instead, its main function is to provide information in a cold, insensitive manner. The next heading on your worksheet is form. You have probably noticed that Loden has written this poem in the form of a memo. What features of a memo can you see in the poem? For example, does it contain long, flowing, lyrical passages of prose? Or is the poem composed of short, concise sentences that seem very official, but also quite blunt? Note also that Loden uses a variety of stanza types, including a couplet, a tercet, a quatrain, and two sestets. Why do you think she varied the stanza structure so much? You might also have noticed Loden's use of enjambment. When you read the lines, they run on at quite a pace. It gives the impression that the benefits department states its position and has neither the interest nor the time to stop and reflect on individual applications with any sensitivity or compassion. It's like a one-size-fits-all approach to assessing people's needs and circumstances. The next heading on your worksheet is sound. You might find it interesting that Loden does not use endrime in this poem. Can you suggest why she may have deliberately made this decision? However, sounds that do rhyme come mostly from her use of alliteration. Note, for example, the T sound in many words in the opening stanza. It creates an almost sneering or contemptuous attitude in the memo, as if to make people feel ridiculous or foolish for coming to the benefits department to actually seek help. Can you see one other example of alliteration in the poem? What about that gruff sounding F in lines 2 and 3? Forget it. No benefit if. This echoes the dismissive attitude of the department. Can you find any other examples? We'll move on now to tone and mood. Do you think the poem illustrates what the poet Rachel Loden thinks of the benefits department, and perhaps other large organisations which may be very slow to compensate individuals in desperate situations? Is she satirising the benefits department in the poem? Remember, to satirise means to expose and to criticise society's stupidity or immoral, wicked behaviour through the use of humour, irony, exaggeration or ridicule. So, you could definitely say that the tone of the poem is satiric. Mood refers to your own thoughts or feelings having read the poem. Did you feel anger or disbelief, shock or sadness? Try to include a key word or image that made you feel that way. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. Do you think a memo in a benefits department actually serves a very useful purpose? Maybe you disagree with the attitude of the poet. Did you find the poem to be thought-provoking? Perhaps you thought the poet was just being playful and doesn't really expect us to take the poem seriously. Many families have had contact of some sort with a benefits or social services department or organisation on several occasions in recent years. Can you think of any reason or circumstance why people may need to seek support from a government department or make a claim? Tease out some possibilities before you reply to this question.